This morning in our prayers, you'll see they're a little different, that the congregation will have participate in a more expanded response this morning and share these prayers together. In our prayers, we'll also, in addition to the names that we have, also be praying for Cheryl Narver as she continues with treatment, although she's gotten some good news of late, and then also for Sue, a relative of Kay Glather that has been displaced because of the fire down in Redding. Was it Sue? Is that her name? Yeah. Let us go before our Lord in prayer. Let us pray for the church around the world, all people in their various circumstances, and ourselves as we respond to God's word. For the church, wherever the faithful are enduring persecution, official or personal, let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, grant them to be strengthened with power through your Spirit.
For God's people, as they find opportunities to spread the gospel, let us pray to the Lord.
Christ our Lord, well known in our hearts through faith, that they have strength to comprehend your love and be filled with all the fullness of God.
For people in every land, when faced with harm and danger from natural disasters, especially Sue and those who are in the midst of the fires in California. Let us pray to the Lord.
Creator God, see the hope of the clouds, and remember your covenant with all your creatures. Use your almighty power to protect us and all the descendants of Noah from flood and from fire.
And for ourselves, those near and dear to us, especially Dylan, Kai, Bev, Haley, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Jean, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Amber, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Rob, Merle, Katie and Jake, Amanda, Darlene, Ava, Art, Paul, Evan, Brian, Eileen, Shelley, Chris, Nancy, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, and Cheryl. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, open the eyes of all who are dealing with a sudden crisis or chronic ills in their lives or in those for whom they care. Open the eyes of all who call out to you that they recognize you in their midst. Cause caregivers to bring the sick into your loving power. Grant comfort and health as fits your gracious plans for them. For nations and governments, armed forces, and local police and first responders, let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, you are able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think. Order the powers that be in all the nations of this world, that all people are granted peace and dignity, justice and freedom. Guide all in authority and protect all who work for peace, that their praise and thanks come before your gracious throne. These and any other gifts and things you would have ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus our Lord.
To you, glory in the church.
Throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And we share the special gift Jesus gave to his disciples, but for the church of all time, the Lord's Supper. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, all of you. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full remission of all of your sins. This do, as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of the Lord for the people of the Lord. You may be seated.